This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The senior senator from Massachusetts made his final journey to Boston today. After a private family mass, Edward Kennedy's flag-draped casket was driven in a cortege from the family home on Cape Cod. On the outskirts of Hyannisport, a crowd stood silently as the processional passed. Daniel Winterbottom of Seattle was visiting Cape Cod with his family.
In some sense, it's a passing of a generation, of a legacy, I guess, and who will take its place, I don't know. I hope Obama, to be blunt with you. So, sad, we met a lot.
From Hyannisport, the Kennedy motorcade traveled 70 miles to Boston. On the way, it passed through the town of Hingham. Local Susan Haley was one of the people waiting to show her appreciation of the late senator.
He really was a senator for the ages. And I appreciate everything he's done. I think all his work has touched each American family in a positive fashion, whether they realize it or not.
Once the motorcade arrived in Boston, it took a slow, deliberately circuitous route through the city, passing the JFK Federal Building and historic Faneuil Hall. The procession ended at the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library in the Dorchester section of Boston, where the senator's body is now lying in repose. Tovia Smith joins us from the library. And Tovia, tell us about the scene there now.
A very moving scene here, Melissa. All day long, the senator's hearse pulled in, followed by four limos and a bus filled with about 85 family members in total, including the now last surviving Kennedy sibling, Jean Kennedy Smith. They arrived to a kind of sober applause. Many of them waved. The senator's casket was then escorted into the building by a military honor guard, and they had about an hour private time. And aides had told us that the family was supposed to leave before the public began streaming through, but the family stayed, and they formed a receiving line for the public, and many of them even came out on the street here and walked among the people. We just saw Bobby Kennedy go by, Ted Kennedy Jr.'s daughter, so the senator's granddaughter. And I tell you, so many people here are just moved to tears. One woman told me that she told the senator's widow inside, Vicky Reggie Kennedy, that the senator was her hero. She told me that the Kennedy family was visibly hurting, but extremely gracious, thanking people for coming. But many here, people here say that they're the ones who are grateful that the Kennedy family opened up to the public in their dark moment, as one woman put it.
And we've been hearing throughout this last day of mourning, so many people feel a direct connection with the senator, with the family, even if they never met them, had any dealings with them.
Yes, so many have personal stories of 47 years of service. The senator helped a lot of people get visas or get information about a son killed in Iraq or comfort someone. But many, many more say that their lives were touched by the senator just from afar. One African-American woman I met said that her 3-year-old daughter will have a better life because of him. And that woman, Thomasina Minor, was literally in tears today when she brought her daughter in to sign the condolence book.
She said, "Mommy, he died." I said, "Yeah, who was he?" I said, "He was a great man. His fight for all people, and not just black people, but just all people. I love the Kennedys."
So you see, Melissa, a lot of emotion here today and more to come. The senator continues to lie in repose, then a private memorial here tomorrow night, a funeral mass on Saturday at an inner city church in Boston, and then the senator's final journey to Washington, where he will be buried on Saturday evening at Arlington National Cemetery.
NPR's Tovia Smith at the JFK Presidential Library in Boston. Tovia, thank you very much.
Thank you.